Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. What a day to start off your week. You know, they call this a day that the Lord had made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. I want to say this morning. I know America is celebrating their day, you know, but I want to present something to you guys this morning, and your sisters and brothers this morning about the Creator. I don't want to hit too much on the day that I don't want you to get it twisted from me. I believed in the creation, you know. I believe in the Creator. You know, I believe that what the forefathers, they said, present to God. They said this is the day where they deserve this as Independence Day, you know. 4th of July has been a federal holiday since 1941, you know. So I know it's way before I was born, you know. But I do know as they celebrate this day, we find out that Thomas and Jefferson was the one made it out of the day of 1776. They presented this day as July the 4th, because they used to celebrate on the 2nd, but they moved it to the 4th on a later day. But I want you to know, for some who patriotic and who loves America and love everything in it, that's grand. I just want to talk about God, though. I don't want to lift up what I know God is looking at this earth is different now than he did ever in his life. He's looking at this earth that man is not doing what he asked man to do. We have fallen short of what God wants us to do. And then we'll observe and hold up pagan as holidays for his faith, from his face. And I want you to know, I want you to know, just walk with me when we go through these little scriptures, and walk with me and pray with me when we go through all this little discourse. And then I'm going to ask, hey, Martha, if you can hear me, text me, because I don't want to be going this long when nobody will hear me, because I want to make sure somebody hearing me, because I don't want to be saying, man, you ain't hear no word you said. Yeah. Can you hear me, Ray?
Yes, sir.
I want to deal with the three heavens. I want to deal with the first heaven where the birds. You got a little noise, Ray. The first. I don't know if you're just breathing hard or what. You feel all right today? You been jogging this morning?
No, feel pretty good.
You so good. Okay. I want to establish something here in the name of Jesus. I want to establish something. I know we, again, this is a day we celebrate. As America, we celebrated, and we celebrated ever since 1941. And they introduced this thing with Thomas Jefferson was our president at that time, 1776, when he declared this day was to be the day that we celebrate, but they moved it to the 4th. It used to be on the 2nd. But I want to put my eyes on something that the founders, they call themselves going by it, but I want to put it in context with me, what I believe, Rev. You don't have to stay with me when I say this here. I want to talk about the three heavens. I want to talk about the first heaven was the birds in the clouds. The second heaven is the home of the sun and the moon and the star. And the third heaven, we believe, is the world. The saints would be in the angels and God. That's what we believe as Christians now. You don't have to take this with you, but this is, I want to go there for a minute. Then if it goes, it's always open up a discussion. If anybody want to come in, elaborate on something they misunderstood, or maybe they want to enlighten us on something we don't know. You know, but we don't come to debate. We come just to try to have love and peace here, too. So we're going to come in prayer, Reverend. We're going to go in prayer. If you got anything to say on this day or this day you want to present to someone.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, sir. I'm glad to be able to come together in peace, love, and harmony. And the reason it's such a blessing that we can sit down and reason in His Word and consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what He has for us for this day, for this moment. Truly, we count it as a privilege, even a a blessing to be able to look up on these scriptures and allow God to manifest through his Holy Spirit. So I just want to say good morning to all and love you guys.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for that. We're going to get in here. You know, we don't want, I don't know if people have, might have some celebration they want to do today. We just want to come and we're going to leave. Like I said, I don't know how long it's going to be. You have something to do. You can be free when you go, because I want to get this all the way out if I could. Y'all be in prayer with me. And brother, and anybody can hit the one button to step in and ask a question. It's not a rhetorical question, right? But it is that you can come and ask a question, and we'll stop and try our best to try to explain it. If not, we'll just ask you to pray with us, and we'll try to come back to you. Because I know this is a subject a lot of folks we cap around it, you know. Talking about. So there's three heavens. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come so humble to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord, that we come to your holy throne, that we come with peace and love, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us. Lord, you created this heaven and earth, Lord, that we can come and have the time that we have right now, Lord, the fellowship, to come on one accord right now. Lord, lifting up your name, Lord, lifting up you in prayer and thanking you, Father God, for all the things you have done. There are some things, Lord, we don't even know. But, Lord, we just thank you for the things we do know. And we want to lift up your name, Lord, because you've been so good to the church, Lord. You've been better to the church than we ever been to ourselves, Lord. So, Lord, as we decrease, Lord, we ask for you to increase, Lord. We believe, Father God, that your spirit is on this place. Lord, we believe that it's in here, Lord, and on us, Lord. We believe that, Father God, when we get out the way, you can teach. If we get out the way, we can hear. Lord, we can even apply it to our lives, Lord. So, Lord, have your way to us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, as we go to your word, Lord. Give us a word of something maybe that may have not been said or maybe been enlightening, Lord. We believe that's what you told us on yesterday, that John was the forerunner of Christ. He taught about the light because he seen the light and he was bear witness of the light. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way at this time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. And we pray for the sick and shut in, Father God. We pray for the ones that are going through, Lord. But lift up my brother to you, Lord. He didn't find it and got the COVID again, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to strengthen him at this time, Lord. His body, his mind and soul, because he's feeling a little frustrated. This is the third time, Lord. We know, Father God, we know why the things are happening in that order towards him, even his household, his grandbaby having, Lord. Bless her, Lord, to give her strength. I'm talking about babies, Lord, even getting in this stuff, Lord. We take it for granted, Lord, that we're taking off our masses. We doing the thing we do, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Father God, you take care of all of us, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to bless that household. Any household are going through this COVID deal, Lord. We ask you to bless in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up this ministry, Lord, with your peace, Lord. We lift up this ministry with your love, Lord. We even lift up the ones who came, took a time out, that want to come in and reason to thy word, Lord. We ask all these beautiful blessings in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us right now, Lord. Lord, we're coming from where we're going to be traveling a little bit this morning. And those who got want to take the notes down. And I'm saying this is an open discussion. Anybody can come in, you know, to my, we can have it respectful when we do this. I want this I don't want to be just one sided. If you think it, you know, what I'm talking about. I want you to hear me. There are three heavens. Again, three heavens. Three heavens. I believe there's three heavens. I believe one was the home of the birds and the clouds. Second, home of the sun, moon, and star. And the third one was the home of the angels and the departing of the saints. I believe it's three of them. I believe it's. There's three different heavens, so we want to talk about each one of these heavens. I'm not talking about we are expressed about this Independence Day. We are expressed about how it came about, and we're not downplaying the celebration. I'm just telling you. I just want to talk about the Creator, who created heavens. That's what I want to do. Heaven. I know He did heaven and earth, but I want to expound on some few things. We're gonna use scripture to try to explain this here. Amen? So we're going to our first scripture. We're going to go to Genesis 1 from the beginning of it, right? We're going to talk on Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. That's scripture I'm going to say right there. Not going no further. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Now, I want you to hear me good. That first heaven is the home of the birds. And I don't know if many of y'all have flew on an airplane before, and you see how you start getting cloud level, you get, and then sometimes the pilot, he'll let you know, we got to get a little higher because we feel this turbulence going on. You know, if you sit by that wing, you feel a whole lot of it, you know what I'm talking about. Then your ears get to popping because you're elevating, right? And then you get into a certain point that the driver feel like it's good, the pilot feel like it's good to fly the plane. So you won't have so much bad weather, so you go up a little higher. So, but this area, the first heaven, when you see where the clouds is, that is the scripture, Daniel put it in here. Daniel 12 says, this is what he said. He said, the leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much. And in it was meat for all the beasts of the field, and the shadows under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelled in the bud thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. So when you look at here, you look at how Daniel was prophesizing how this first heaven was. This is where the birds and all the creepy things we believe just flying in the air, but one number birds flying of this first heaven. And that's where they was up in this first heaven. That's where they lodge in. They gonna get their food in it. And God allowed that to be the first heaven. Amen. And that then have you Matthew 6:26 says, behold, the fowls of the earth, the fowls of the soil not, neither do they reap, neither do they gather in barn, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than them? The scripture says there was a time when man was looking around, couldn't eat, and worrying about how they were going to make it. And God said, I take care of the fowls of the earth, the ones who follow around it, and they have things to eat. You don't think he'll take care of you? God been taking care of a lot of us for years. Some of us have been on this side for a long time and been making it. There have been some tough times. There have been some good times. And God's been showing us that we can make it as America, right? But we also could be making as a child and children of God. If we come on the go, that's what Red said, if we come on here on one accord without any things to debate about it, but come on one accord and believe that God created this heaven. God is making transition for you and I right now. Some of us know that. I haven't got to that third one yet, but some of us know about that third heaven. But some of us don't believe that there's some transition in this, what we call a walk of Christ. You know, we don't all just come in and just running like we just started, Reverend. Some of us got to to understand that we can't run like we already know. So some of us know we got to stop and read and study to show ourselves approved. And it's all right to get other literatures to read. It's all right to get other things to hold on to. But I'm prepared to tell you, never leave the Bible out. Never leave from what if you've been taught from the Bible. Someone might say that there's some contradiction in the Bible. I want to tell you, I believe God is the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. I really believe that when he created this heaven, I really believe he separated the earth from the heaven like he did. And separating the heaven from, he pulled away the gravity, Reverend. He pulled away the gravity so it can loose itself, so it can separate itself. So I'm not going to go through all the days. I just want you to know that when he pulled the heaven from the earth, it's just like pulling us away from our body. Have you ever had an out-of-body experience? Have you ever had God pulled you out of your body and he talked to you? Help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever just spoke to you? Have you ever got you in a trance? Somebody said, that sounds like some crazy stuff. If you've been on this earth long enough, you had a dream. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you had any kind of relationship with God, I guarantee God and came to you. You might not want to claim it like that, but God has spoken to you. He has told you what you and I, we need to be doing. And I don't know about you, or you've been a good steward what he gave you. Somebody said, what you talking about? And I'm not always talking about financial things. I'm talking about his love. How are you doing with God's love? Are you spreading God's love? See, to know that God can feed you, to know that God can give you something. We learned a couple of days, Rev, I don't know if you was on that time, but we learned a couple of days ago, God fed, his shepherd feed the sheep. Help me, Holy Spirit. And in feeding the sheep, he takes his word. You know what I'm talking about? And you know when we were little young, some of us were little young, our parents would let us eat that meat, you know what I'm talking about? Then they see us crying for it. They might take a little piece, Reverend, and chew it up a little bit, you know what I'm talking about? And then let you eat on it, or suck on it, and let you eat it. The same way God is to us when he give us the word, you know. He don't want to choke us out, you know what I'm talking about? There's a spiritual level to everything. That's why when you're teaching and preaching or witnessing, you have to meet the people where they at. You know what I'm talking about? You can't be so holy that you can't see nobody, because let the truth be told, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it might be still dirt on you. Reverend, I need somebody to talk. Somebody hit the one boy. Let me walk with me for a little bit. Because I really believe that we living in a time we focus on too much of these. We're living too much of these pagan holidays up, man. God is not concerned with these pagan holidays. Yes, some of them happy. We get a day off. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of them happy when they talk about Merry Christmas. If you just wait one day to thank Jesus, something wrong with you anyway. If you just wait one day to thank God for the resurrection, something wrong. Because if you love the Lord, they ain't got to stop you and tell you thank you. They ain't got to stop you and say thank you for the Lord for bringing them down here. I look at it like this here, Reverend. I might be way off base with this, but I look at it like this here. I don't want to be caught in between traditional things. Traditional things will hang you up. Tradition said you got to do it like this all the time, or you got to do it like this. God is a God. Who can put God in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Who can put God in the box? Who's that strong to put God in the box? Just hold him in the box. This is what he is. This is the absolute. This is how it on. God can come change everything. He done it before. Come here, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam did something. I'm going to get there, y'all. Adam did something, right? He did something early, right? He did something because God gave him something. He said, you can have everything in this garden, but do not touch this tree here. He told him that. He told him, dude,
yeah,
why am I supposed
to
be talking about here? I got to let you know what happened in heaven before we get there, right? And say, Reverend, he told him that. He said, you can have it all.
Yes, he did.
Everything. Don't eat off of this. And he had his wife. Now, I know everybody don't want to hear this here, but he had his wife. The wife was dealing with the old servant, you know. And the servant told her, nothing won't happen to you, Reverend. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You know, you can eat off this fruit. And behold, we think that was what it was. But because she bit off of it, didn't know it was charged to the man. He told him, he said, do not eat off of this. And then when she presented to him, she wasn't there. So it beguiled both of them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because look what it did. She fell, and he fell right along with it. Because one day, God came to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. One time, God came to him, and he asked him why he was walking around. He said, where you at, Adam? Yeah, but did you like that, Reverend? Where you at, Reverend Henry? Where you at, Brother Lee? Where you at, Brother Willie Dawg? Where you at? That's what he said. Where you at, Sister Aunt Martha? Where you at? He said, here I am. He said, well, why you got the fig leaves all on you? He said, what he told him, why you got all these clothes on you? Who told you was naked? Who told you was unspoiled? You know what I'm talking about? Who told you sin have came in then? Ever since then, we've been living in sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Ever since then, sin has been overtaking us. And I don't care how much you look at it, none of us. I still believe in that scripture, Reverend, Romans 3:23. Do you still believe in that? It says we all,
oh, yes, sir,
all of us have sinned and came what short of the glory of God. I'm talking about the best to the worst. All of us, even the one that got the ABCs right, even the one can stand in platform in the pulpit, can talk real good and make mistakes. God, look at them. All of us, we got to have. Now I believe this in now. We got to have Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I carefully get out of here, because you think I'm going to stay there for a while, because I wanted to express about the eating. I wanted to see what the birds were eating at that time. I wanted to see the God provide for them, and he fed them. And verse Matthew 26 says, he said, are not that much better than them? Did they? Are you much not better in a bird? That's what he said. And I fed them, and I kept them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, God been feeding us. Oh, Lord Jesus. God been feeding us. Oh, I'm going to say it like this. I know he's been feeding us, because if you know the story, my God, if you just know the story, you know we're not the same like we were 15 years ago. We're not the same like we were 20 years ago. We're not the same we were 30 years ago. We're not the same we were just when we first met the Lord, and we turned our life and started trying to follow him. Well, what I mean by that, Reverend, I mean once you get encounter with God, you don't remain the same. Oh, the food you eat from him, you don't remain the same. Oh, when it comes to you, when you really love him. Hey, Reverend, I'm trying to be still, though. But when you really love him, brother, you know that he gave you this, when he gave you his love. What is his love? Now, we believe God is love. God said he loved us so much. He said, how can you hate Reverend Henry and say you love me? Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I'm beating now, y'all. I'm beating now. Mm-hmm. I'm making fans right now. He said, how can you say you hate Reverend Henry? Now we got so pretty sweet. My old homeboy told me they call it what they call the wordsmithing. You know, brother, tell you Stephen that wordsmithing. Mm-hmm. Man, I'll take a word, Reverend. You know, and he'll just turn it around. And, you know, somebody, he mean this, Reverend. But he said this here.
Yeah.
So instead of saying hate, he said I dislike him. Hey, man, brother, that's two in the same family. That's two in the same family. We can't fool God. You can fool Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But you can't fool God. God gonna expose us and let us see who we are and what we are. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I must do this here because I know some of y'all might want to go pop some firecrackers. I won't be here tonight, Dan. But let me tell you something, Reverend. The second heaven. Did we get that?
Mm-hmm.
The second heaven. The home of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Scripture says in 19:1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the firmaments show his handiwork. You hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmaments show his handiwork. If you haven't been around, see, it was a time that when we looked up to the, when we looked up, you remember we used to look up, and we look up in the sky, mm-hmm. we look at them stars, you know how we used to see them moving and shooting across the air, and we see them move, one star move over here. Nothing moves out of God. Even the stars, even the wind obey God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when I want to say this here, y'all pray for me when I say this. When I look at this, I look at this through the eyes of our Almighty God. I really believe when he placed it. He told one man, watch this, Reverend, what was you?
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. What was you when I placed the stars? What was you when I created all this, Reverend? What was you? What was you? And I love this part about this here, because he made it so you and I don't worship these stars, don't worship the moon, don't worship the stars. He put it there to let you know that we have 12 months in a year. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have some 24 hours in a day. We have what, 7 days a week? Man have got so far, he could take this the cosmos and tell you how the earth is moving. He could take the cosmetic, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and teach us how, what day it is, what month it is. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That we didn't got so much. Now we know how to navigate around. This is the day. Now, we don't look at it and worship at this. We don't look. I know some of y'all think y'all statues, Aries, or Pisces, what are y'all, Leos, and I know y'all think y'all some of everything. But if you're a child of God, we should be worshiping. Mm-hmm. That's what I told you about earlier. We should be worshiping these what? These pigments things that God do not like us worshiping in these images like this. I don't care what man come up with you. If you need a fortune teller, you got the wrong place. We don't look at your hands, and we don't look at your face. We don't say, well, this, we don't prophesy like this. We let you know, because if God gave us something Trust me, he gave it to you too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If someone come talk to you, someone say something over your life, I guarantee you God had told you already. All that person doing is confirming what God has seen. It doesn't mean that sometimes another river, we need a little what? Somebody to tell us something. You know, help us confirm something. But when you dealing with God, sometimes you don't have to have a conversation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, one of the scriptures that we use, I like this one here, River. And that Mo, I like it though, you know, Isaiah, you know, if you don't mind. You know, every time I read Isaiah, and, you know, some of us pray a little bit, and I pray, and I start thinking about how my blessings got answered before I even answered, Reverend. My prayer got answered, Reverend. He said, it should come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Why are you bringing that? We are in a time in our life need to listen more to God. Don't listen to things that's gonna trap you to fortune teller, trap you to. They don't have a woman come on TV looking at your hands and telling you gonna have 10 kids and 4 dogs and you gonna be rich and all. They go to the Chinese man, they give you some fortune cookies and open up and say you're going to be a millionaire in 6 years. And, you know, we're looking at all kind of things, but nobody want to struggle no more, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nobody want to struggle no more, because some of us ain't going to be millionaires. Some of us ain't going to be thousandaires. Some of us ain't going to be hundredaires. Some of us ain't going to be dollars. Some of us is going to be just very poor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But don't be poor in spirit,
right,
though. Don't be poor in spirit. We serve a God who can lift you up in the time of what you are right now. We serve a God can take you from what I've just mentioned, that second heaven. When I said, well, the moon, that's what I said, right? The stars, that's what I said. Well, even the sun is at this place. And then the summit tells in 19:1, the heaven declare of the glory of God and the firmness to show his handiwork. No one can say, you know, they struggle with this, Reverend. They struggle with it. You got some smart people out there struggling with this, Reverend. They struggle so bad with it,
yes,
they think they know what God's mind. And then we got some absolute people out there. This is what it really means. But brothers and sisters, God can unscramble anytime he wants to. See, you young enough to know this, Reverend. You remember Etch-a-Sketcher? You remember that little game you draw on it, you know, you mess up, you shake it back up, you know. See, God can do that. But watch it. But what he done with this book, he's not changing. It's sealed,
right,
brother. It's sealed until he comes. He's not changing. His handiwork, his what he done, no man can take credit for it. I know they celebrating real hard today. They celebrating, some of us really happy for this day. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not downplaying it, but I'm going to tell you this here. Who we should be living up is the one who created heaven. Yes, I know America, we use this as Independence Day. We celebrate this, how many years it was. But let me tell you something. God created, he's still living eternally, Doc. He's still, people still trying to find where he come from and who he is and how long he been here. People still wrestling their mind like that. And I want to tell you, he come from eternity. And eternity means there's no end to it, brother. And there's no what? No beginning to it, brother. Oh,
that's right.
Holy Spirit. So I look at this now, and I thank God for how he brought it to us so he can let us see it, because there are some people of right now struggling with what does these heavens mean to them. Well, I know we understand about the third heaven, but I want you to make sure you understand something. God created everything. Man may call himself find something, but God created it. And when God created it, you can put it in your book if you believe in God. If you don't believe in God, it might be a mystery to you. But I'm going to tell you again, there are three heavens. This is what I believe now. I believe the first heaven, remember, go back again, home of the birds and the clouds. The second heaven is home of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And these things God created, every Reverend. He created it so much that you know that no man couldn't even put his hand on and say he done it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So
right.
That's why
that's
when
right.
we look
that's
at these
right.
scriptures, that's why we when we look at the Word of God, see, sometimes God had to show you how good He is. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes God had to show
mm-hmm.
you His reality. What I mean by Reverend, He has to show you that He is God. And looking at this here and knowing that God created this, you know, it couldn't have been no man. It could have been no man set them stars. I don't know how it is. Somebody need to tell me how it is in Chicago. Somebody need to tell me how it is in Alabama. Somebody need to tell me how it is in Detroit. Somebody need to tell me how it is. I know how it is in Texas. I can look up in the sky and see all these things in the earth, from the earth to the up sky, you know, look up there. But it's a certain part of Texas. You can't see it, though. Is that right, Reverend? Because
mm-hmm.
it's so much smog.
Right.
So sometimes you have to go off in the countryside where ain't all these cars throwing up all this pollution.
Yeah.
And you see some things you don't see. Y'all might think this all country down here, right? But they do got some really country sights down here. You go up there, you can just see everything in the sky. Reverend, though, they just tell us, Reverend, what they tell us, don't point at that star. You remember that, Reverend?
Yeah.
And wake up in the morning, you have a big old snotty eye. I don't know if you remember that, Reverend. You might be old no good there. No point that star. You know, we point that and wake up in the morning, got a big old snotty eye. You know? I don't know if that worked down anywhere else, but it was old thing they used to say. And it did happen, too. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This last one, y'all. This last one. I'm going to be careful when I say it. This last one. But I really love it because it's the third heaven. The third
mm-hmm.
heaven. Of the angels and the saints. Now watch this here, because I want you to go with me when we go here, because I remember I was telling you about an alibi experience. It was a man spoke about
mm-hmm.
an alibi experience. It's over in 2 Corinthians, right? 12. 2 Corinthians 12, right? I'm gonna give you time to get there, but I want to let you know, this is the third heaven. We believe is the home of the angels, God and the Son. And all the saints, help me, Holy Spirit. We believe that's the third heaven. You done went from sky level, you done went past sky level to the where the moon is far from where the birds were flying. Now we're going to the heaven where no man can see, but we believe that God created this heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I do that one more time so you believe I'm lying? What did he say, Reverend? In verse 1 again, he said in Genesis, you hold your finger right there. He said, in the beginning, God
mm-hmm.
created what? He created what?
Yes,
the heavens.
Yes.
All heaven
yes,
and Holy Spirit. And the earth. So I'm still on it, right? I really believe that when we go here, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Revelation tells us, First Corinthians tells us a man had an out-of-body experience. And if you ain't there, you trust me, it's in the book. 2 Corinthians 12 and 1. I'm going to start right there. 12 and 1. Look how I read.
Amen.
12. And one. Look at it. He said, it is not expedient for me to doubtless to glory. I will come to a vision and revelation of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I can't tell. Whether out of the
mm-hmm.
body, I can't tell. God knew it. I'll read the book, y'all. I love the book, man. You, can I do it again? Because when you read the book, now, I wish somebody was on who got an NIV. It might be a little different. Let me see if I can. The guy an NIV might be a little different, you know. Well, look what it said, though. It said, I knew a man in Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's one thing we need to know. He knew he was in Christ, Reverend. Reverend, you hear this? Above
yeah.
14 years
yeah.
ago. He said, whether
mm-hmm.
in the
mm-hmm.
the body, I can't tell now, or whether out of the body, I can't tell. God knows, though. Oh, he'll be Holy Spirit. Such and
yeah.
one caught up. I'm in the book, y'all. To the what?
Yes,
the third heaven. I need
to the third heaven.
I need
yes.
somebody to ride with me when I do this. Because I don't want nobody to think I'm just reciting something. The third heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out the body, I can't tell. Here you go again, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
God knows it. Well, that's
yeah.
a trust there, Reverend. That's a trust there, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, you know, a lot of people probably play with that, but that is some faith there. He said, I you know how many, I don't know if I know you had a out-of-body experience. I don't know how many people over here have it. God can, you can be asleep. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can be asleep
mm-hmm.
dead sleep, and God pull you out this body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He can put, you can have a conversation while sleep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Moving out of this body, then if you get really close to him, Reverend, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you get really close to him, you can have a conversation with God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can have a conversation with God. He can pull you out of this body, and you can have a conversation with God. This brother said, I don't know if it was in or out the body, but I do know God, he had some trust, brother. He had some trust,
yes,
that God was in the midst. You got to have faith to believe what I'm saying right now. See, if you've been around somebody, say, well, I ain't never been pulled out of my body, but if you really been walking with the Lord, he have came. We call it dreams, right, Reverend? We call it dreams, Reverend.
Right.
Yeah. We call it dreams. Feel like, yes, then sometimes you can be somewhere right now and seem like you've been there before. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You say, man, I've been here before. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
why is that right there, Reverend? Let me help you with this one. Because God have taken you out your body one day. You didn't probably didn't mirror it, but he took you and let you see the future. I know I'm right about it.
Yes, right.
Let you see what's about to happen. And then let me tell you something. Sometimes you look at it and you say, man, I know I've been here before. I've seen the same things and heard the same things. I'm telling you, God had moved us so quickly that we've seen some things. And he let us see a lot of our life. A lot of our life.
Yes,
let
right.
us see it. But
yes,
he's
right.
dealing with a man right here. Let me do it again. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out the body, I can't tell. God knew it. How that he was caught up in paradise and had what? And heard unspeakable words. That's what he said, Reverend. Which
yes,
is
sir.
Not for man to other. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Lord. You hear what he said, Reverend?
Yes,
he
sir.
Gave him something, Reverend. Because I'm going to say this here now. I really believe God give us something, not tell everybody. There's some things God give
right.
us. He tells us not to tell everybody. It's just for Eric. It's just for Reverend Henry. It's just for the people who are listening about something. He might not tell you. You're going to tell nobody. It's just for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, let me read it again
right.
for me now. This is for me. He said, how did it was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which not lawful for man to utter? Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this, Reverend. When I do this, and let me take a little recess right quick, if you don't mind. He said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit
That's
said
right.
unto the church.
Right.
Can I
that's,
begin?
Right.
That's why I'm going with this. He said, he that hear, look at, he that have an ear, let him hear the Spirit said unto the church, to him that overcome will I give to eat the tree of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, we want to tug on, watch this, Superman's cape, Reverend. You might catch that thing on, Reverend. We want to tug on Superman came, but boy, you turn around, you might not want to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes
yeah,
with the power of the Holy
yeah.
Ghost goes to you, brother, it don't come with always an amen. It come on, Lord, have mercy. Reverend, I've been in the presence of the Lord. It wasn't an amen. It was, Lord, have mercy, because you show me myself.
Yes, sir.
And I know I could have been done.
Yes,
Lord.
Sir.
See, he didn't got caught
yes,
up,
sir.
Remember? He didn't got caught up. I like this. I'm going to read one more time for me. And he that was caught up into paradise, look what it said, and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter, or such a one with our glory. Look what it said. Such a one with our glory. Look at it again. Of such a one with our glory, yet myself I will not glory. But what was it? But in my infirmities, ooh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, You've been in church a long time, but boy, when God really comes, sometimes it's not what people think. It's not always you can go somewhere for a minute. Y'all stay with me for a minute. Y'all don't have to go with me, but you can go somewhere for a minute, really. But boy, when God really comes in the midst, I'm gonna teach it right and preach it right. But when God comes, it's not always gonna be that hallelujah going across there, Reverend. It's gonna be in the year of Uzziah, the king Uzziah, Uzziah died. I also, look what he said, Reverend, the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Let me give you again. Yeah, in the year that the king, somebody might say Uzziah, for Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings, Reverend, with twin. Look what it said, would cover his face. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. And the other twin covered his feet. And the other, look what it said, with the twin he did flew. He said, and one cried unto another, Reverend. And look what they did, Reverend. Said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. I'm in the book, y'all. And the whole earth was full of his glory. Let me go. This is for me one. Can I do one more? He said, one, it might be that one, cried unto one another, said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The post, Reverend, it's in the book, Reverend, of the door, moon. At the voice of him that cried. And his house was filled with smoke. Then, I'm going to go for us now. Look what he did. He saw all of that. He felt all of that. He seen doorposts move. Reverend, what God got to do for you to get you to do what he wants you to do? He said he saw doorposts move. And he know what he did, Reverend. He did say, That's what he said. Then say I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, I want to go here for a minute. Ooh, I feel pretty good about this one. Reverend, because if you can get in God's presence and he comes to you, that's a good thing. He comes to you and he convicts you and tells you and shows you. He ain't said nothing. The book didn't say what words he said. He said, at his utterance, as he opened his mouth, the doorpost moved and Isaiah seen it. And he said, it was on the day of Uzziah died. And when he seen it, he said, Lord, my lips is not clean. Lord, I'm around people that lips are undone as well. But God have mercy, Reverend. God have mercy. Mm-hmm. He said, then it flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongue or from off the altar. And he laid it up on my tongue, my mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And said, lo, this has touched my lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. What we said, Reverend, and I heard the voice of the Lord said, he said that right here, right? Whom shall I send? And who will go for me? Then said I, here am I, send me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, that might didn't work for you, Reverend. You might not got on board, Reverend. You might be still like some of the, we got to crank star you a little bit. But I just want to know what king you were talking about, Reverend. And I just want to just visit that king for a minute. The earth is the Lord in the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. For he that founded upon the sea, established upon the flood, who should stand into this hill of the Lord? Or who should stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn undeceitful, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and his righteousness from the God of his salvation. There is a generation, help me, hear me, that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, Oh, ye be lifted up heaven after the door. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, oh ye gates. Oh, lift them everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in, Reverend. Let me ask you a question. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I don't know where you're at this morning. They can celebrate the Independence Day all they want to. I want to say the fool. Who created the world in the heavens, the Holy Spirit. He came in like this here. Now, this young man back over here, yo, he came in. He's got to see this rabbit. He got to see something and heard something. And he said he couldn't even utter it. But the scripture said, he that have ears, let him listen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Tell me what the book won't do for you. But though I have desire, I'm back over here, Reverend. For though I have desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For I will say the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
But now I forbearing, lest any man should think of me above that which he see me to be. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Or that he hear of me. You know, I love this stuff right here. See, let me read the thing. And lest he should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, a flesh, a messenger of the Satan to buff me, lest I should be exalted above measure. But this thing, I besought the Lord thrice, that it may be, that's three times, y'all, that it may depart from me. Let me do this in English, friend. But this thing, I besought the Lord three times, Reverend, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in how weak. Man, I got happy with that. Have you ever been weak, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever said something? Come
yes,
on, man. See, he's the guy in the presence of the Lord. God has pulled him out of his body. Now he's talking to the Lord. He said, Lord, he said, the devil put something on me. He said, never put something on me so hard, Lord. It's buffing me. It's making me confused. It's got me all crazy. I'm talking stupid, Lord. I need you to remove it, Lord. He said, I asked you three times, Lord. And you know what Lord told him, Reverend, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect. Not watch this, Reverend. Perfect in weakness. He said, most gladly, therefore, would I rather go glory in my infirmity may rest upon me. Now, I got to go back and understand me. I must tell you, if you are walking with God, these things are going to happen. You're going to have some trial. You're going to have some tribulation. People will run you down. They ain't going to accept your apology. They're going to do thus and thus. Some going to receive it. Some ain't. They're going to do all kinds of things. Boy, let me tell you something. His grace. Oh, it's sufficient. Even your weakness, he said, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Brother, when you think you finna fall, God gonna lift you up. But watch this. But he's not gonna lift you up. He said, because I done seen the heavens. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want you to run around like you. I show you something. You somebody. I want to show you just my child, not to be lifted up. Because all everybody should be lifted up is my Lord and Savior. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care how many times I take you out of the body, you still Eric. Got to be more careful. I don't care how many times I let you preach and teach, you still my servant. You don't get higher than me. You stay where I put you at. Oh, hell. It's going to be a time when he tells us something, though, Reverend. It's going to be a time when he say, come on up a little higher, brother. He said, you was over a few things, but I'm going to make you over a minute. But right now, he don't want us to be all exalted, lifted all up, like we just better than somebody. He wants you to know, because he'll let you know when you think you're all funny about yourself. He'll let you know, let you bump your head a couple of times, kick your knees a little bit, fall back on your back sometimes. He'll let you get all that, let you know, you just my servant. You not me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know right about it. He wants us to be humble, man. When he'll place us in these atmospheres, he wants us to be humble. But it's for us to edify one another. It's for us to get strength. Because when you carry the word, you preaching the word, you teaching the word, you're an ambassador of God, you're representing Christ, my God will tell you just like this here, He wants to be humble. Teach with grace. Teach with love. He don't want you. He said, one man plant, Reverend. He said, another man add the water, Reverend. He said, but I do increase. So quit trying to increase in God's business because they might not be ready. Help me, Holy Spirit. Girl, you ought to be doing better than that. I don't know. You still bumping your head. You ought to be doing better, too. Come on, Reverend. Help me with this. I know I'm wrong with it. I know I'm wrong. Because there are some things that we need to understand, the reality of Christ. Because even in my infirmities, help me, Holy Spirit, even in my pain, even in my old, we call it feeble body, you know, because it's going back to the day, y'all. Even in this body, oh, one day, help me, Holy Spirit, one day, that we're going to answer for everything in this body. That's why not repent now? Why not ask God for forgiveness right now? Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me in this fall that I am with you. Because I know it's you that I sinned before. Only you that I sinned, Lord. Help me with this weakness. And you know what? Have you ever came to your room, Reverend? Have you ever came to you and you know it was him? And
Amen.
See, I love about our brother. Our brother said he don't. He told him not to lift it up, Reverend. He didn't tell him that. He telling us too. He telling us not to be exalting ourselves on this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I gave you a few things, but I don't want you to lift yourself up. I want you to encourage the people, Reverend. I want you to show the people, because as he gets you close to him, it's so you can speak the word even when people throwing darts at you. It can speak the word when people don't want to hear you. What I mean by preaching
right.
In season and out of season. Even if you watch this, you don't have to be a minister to do this here. Love your neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Who is my neighbor? Oh my God! He gave him a parable about his neighbor one time. Reverend, I'm out here, Reverend. He gave him a parable about his neighbor one time. You know what he told him? He said he saw a man went down through Jerusalem. I mean, Jericho. You know what I'm talking about? He went.
Mm-hmm.
He was traveling and down Jericho. It was really rough down Jericho. That you might got some rough towns in your part of your city where you stay in. And he fell among thieves. And they robbed him. I almost put him up to death. You know what I'm talking about? And then there were three men came by, Reverend. Reverend, it was an old preacher came by. And he looked at him and he went off the other side, Reverend. He had some things he might have to do. The old church was needing him to get there quicker, Reverend. So one stood by and peeped at him, Reverend. Looked down at him, Reverend. Surely it wasn't us, Reverend. And he looked by and looked at him, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But that was the Samaritan. The Samaritan went over there and stopped. Got him, Reverend. Put him on his horse after he abandoned him up and took him to the inn. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Took him to the inn. He told the man, he said, I got to go. But wherever he needs, if this won't take care, I'll pay you when I get back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you know what God told us? Out of three of them, who was that Samaritan? Who was that neighbor, Reverend? Who was the good one? That Samaritan was the good one. He took time out. When the last time you helped somebody? When the last time you gave somebody a hand? You know, it ain't always just be the money thing. Trust me, brothers and sisters. But it can be with love. God wants us to love so much that I must end it just like this. I really believe that the three heavens are really real. I really, Reverend, don't want to have to tell me this. I really believe God planted just like he did. That's why he said it in his scripture that I love to recite it, but just because we're in the book, Reverend, I'll just read it like because it said it. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. That's what I hear. That's what I read, Reverend. And for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city of New Jerusalem coming down. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Coming down.
From God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. They should, what he said, be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that sat upon the throne, look what he said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, write these things, Oh, hear me. Write these words are true and faithful. I tell you, I never want to end it but one way. He created three heavens. One, he created one that we all believe that who've been walking with God, home of the birds and the clouds. We believe that. Second, we believe the one, the sun and the moon and the stars. And we believe the other one where the angels and God, his son, and the saints are sitting right now. We believe in them three heavens. And we believe today if it was something was said, all preferably, that you heard. If it was something you misunderstood, preferably someone, maybe might not be myself, might not explain it right. Ain't go over it in depth enough. But it might be something in the word to touch your heart. Let it be the day that God touch you. Let it be the day that God open it up to you, and we can help you with it, and we can pray with you on this day, and that's all I have. May God bless the hearer and the doer of his word. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen.
Yeah, we said you can hit the one button. You can hit the one button. There you go, brother. Brother Reverend, you open too. Y'all can hit the one button. You want to? You know, we can talk about it. We can praise about it too. It don't matter how you want to do it. I've been happy. I'm sitting over here. I got a little. I don't feel like I'm a changed down, brother Reverend and brother D. I'm in my little study at the home. You know, I can go a little bit. I don't feel like I'm held down a little bit.
Amen. Beautiful. Oh, praise the Lord, man. I just had a thought, you know, the world that they celebrate. They celebrate, some call it Independence Day, but how many of us have thought about when we were set free? Somebody, when the chains was loosened, when God delivered us, when he broke us out of those cages of entrapment of sin, and when we were slaves to sin, but he removed that. That's what the Christians should be celebrating. he told some, you know, you have left your first of Revelation, you have left your first love. We need to return to our first love.
Your first love. The one
that set you free. The one that delivered you, the one that gave you the right to the tree of life. The one that if you choose his way and accept what he did, he can take you up to that third heaven. I think that's what we should celebrate, and that's what we rejoice in. It's a living thing.
Yeah.
It's a continual thing. We don't have to wait until Juneteenth or July 4th. We can celebrate every day.
Yes,
and the more we celebrate it, the more we get into it, the more he will show unto us. The more we give him time, the more we concentrate on him, the more he will pour into us. But every day.
Every day.
Even one day is as a thousand years. Hallelujah. And as a thousand years, one day. So God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Wow, that's real. That's real. That's real. That's real, bro. That's real.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that's real. Yes, sir.
And
Brother D over here just talking away. And the phone on mute as always. I'm so glad to touch base with my brother again this morning.
God bless you, man.
God, Almighty God. Man has set me free. I'm sitting there listening to my brother teaching this morning, and the Lord dropped something on me. As my brother
come on with it.
Pagan holiday. You know, we'll celebrate, and my brother just spoke on it, really. We celebrate these holidays as the day. We celebrate the one that made the day. We can name it whatever we want to call it. We celebrate the one that made the day. We talk about the day. I like to think about the day. the day that he made said, let that be.
Yeah, I like
the day
that
he
I
said,
like that.
Set me free. I like to think about it that day. In the name of Jesus. That's who we should be celebrating. As Brother said,
yes, sir.
They call him pagan heart. His man has made this, and he's made that to be. But he said in his word, I created. He just said, man, he said, let that be. And he created this day. So that's what we should be celebrating, the one that made the day. Thank God for Jesus. My brother touched on 2 Corinthians. You know, see, God is so good to us. I heard my brother just said to me, he said, if you get into him, he'll get into you. The more you give, the more he'll give.
Yeah, I like that.
There's a song that goes like that. The young people.
Yeah, it's
like
not
that.
Yes,
there's
a
song
that says,
the more you give, the more he gives. Thank God for Jesus. And I'm listening to my brother. He was teaching this morning in the book of Corinthians. And I'm sitting there listening to him. I thought about what I said earlier, and I said, you know, that's it right there. That's the scripture right there. I tell men a lot, I thank God for my troubles. How can you thank God for your troubles? See, that was a trouble. If God had removed the trouble, in other words, if he had removed the thorn from his side, what would he be if he had removed the thorn? But he gave him from him. He said, I'm going to let you keep that. He said, because my grace. See, when you're going through your trials and tribulations, you need to understand that God's grace, it's still sufficient. It has not lost its power. It's still sufficient to this very, very day. That's why I can thank God for my troubles. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And my strength is made strong in thy weakness. It is made perfect. See, it's perfect. So if all you got to do is keep your hand in God. Say, all God was telling him, all he was telling me, look here, I'm going to bring you out. In due season, I'm going to bring you out. That's all Brev could teach you. If you just stay strong in God, I'll bring you out. He won't leave you. He said he won't leave you, nor forsake. I heard my brother touch on this morning. Oh, he'll bring you out. So forget the 4th of July. And think about it. Forget the 4th of July, sister and brother. Don't let that be your thought for the day. Let your thought for the day be who created the day. That's what you harbor on. It's the man that created the day. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. I truly enjoyed it this morning. I woke up this morning about 7:58, and I said, look here, today is Monday. He won't lay down on me. How can I lay down on him? Thank God for Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He's still being good. Every day. He woke you up this morning. Rev. Henry, he woke us up this morning, Rev.
Oh, yeah.
He's still being good to us. Oh, y'all, thank God. You know, I was sitting up in the bed this morning, about 6 o'clock this morning. I was sitting in my bed, and I looked at this YouTube, and a young man, I don't know who he was, I didn't hang around long enough to see, but he said something that sounds so disturbing to him, I had to get away. He said, I don't care nothing about. And you all hear me say this all the time. There are some things that I know the Lord won't hold me responsible for because I'm just repeating what I heard. But there are some things I'm afraid to even say. It's too close. It's too close. Yeah. He eliminated me from the Lamb Book of Life. He said, I don't care nothing about that man's name. He said, the book was written in Hebrew, and there was no J's in Hebrew. So how you going to tell me about a man named? I turned it off right then. And you're going to tell about a man that the name start with a J. Tongue could have, I turned off right there. I said to myself, this is something I don't want to hear.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to really say this to my sister and brother. We got to get in the word deeper. We got to stay in the word. And God will guide us. Oh, he'll guide us. He'll lead us. Yes, he will. Rev, you hear what I said, Rev? Remember? When he said there was no J's in the Hebrew language, and I don't care nothing about nobody, I turned off right then. Remember, I turned off right then. I didn't want to hear that. You can't make me doubt.
Yeah.
too much about it.
I know too much about it. Thank God for Jesus. I know too much about it. I walk this road too long now. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for the word.
See, those that are full of hate, they can't understand love.
Oh, no. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, when you're full of, you know, when you're full of hate, you can't understand love. You can't understand you know, you can't understand being beat, being scorned, you know. When you're full of love, you can understand it, being persecuted. You can understand being trying to be discredited, see, because the truth is just what it is. You can understand it when you've been delivered.
Before you've been delivered,
you know, you lean upon that knowledge that mix with lies. That's your God. But after you have been delivered, you can understand that it's by faith. You can understand that how people that don't have to be some tangible that you can have in touch, but you can understand the feel, knowing that the Holy Spirit, it blows where it listens. You can understand that more when you have been spiritually set free. You've been set free. It is that you know.
Nothing on the outside can come in
because, you can understand that, you know. You can understand that after you've been delivered, after love have touched you, you can understand that he was wounded for our transgressions. It's understandable. You can understand that you can look up and see where the birds live. You can look up and you can understand how, even when you look past where the birds live and roam, you can understand the moon and the stars. That's what you can see. But as we keep walking by faith, and after a while, by we'll transition to that city where it's no more. Up into the third heaven that Rev was teaching so beautifully about this morning. But you can understand it when you've been delivered. You know, no more bickering, fighting, hallelujah. You said, if God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. You know, you saw the loss after that. You can understand the truth when it's heard to you. Hallelujah. And you, like Brother E said, you don't even want to utter things that you hear because you can understand. You can understand that the name that was written can't be removed. So you can understand. Hallelujah. And if you understand that, then you understand what's in these 66. You understand it?
Because God touched your heart.
And made it to where your heart can receive. But see, when you are still in bondage, spiritually bondage, then you can understand that spiritual bondage and language. Yeah. But when you've been set free, that's why we concentrate more on the one, Brother D, that made the day, that created the day.
Hallelujah.
You can understand how he said, I'll make all things new. You know, you can understand how you are a new creature now. But men, without that understanding, they try to pull you back to what they understand, and they want to attach you to what God has set you free from. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. They want to see, because that's only up to their understanding. They can't understand how you know, you can't even attach the new man to the old man because it's so much different, man.
It seems like two different people,
and one cannot be joined to the other anymore because one is light and the other is darkness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I can understand that, man. Hallelujah. Because we've been set free. Hallelujah. We've been given a new mind and a new heart, and we continue to regenerate that new mind and that new mind because that's why he told us, let this mind be in you. That was also in
Christ Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Let this new way of thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know, man. I can put new wine in old bottle.
Yes, so
since he's given us a new mind, he's given us a completely new mind,
mm-hmm.
new body, new heart. Hallelujah. All these things are new. Hallelujah. And those that don't have the newness, they can't understand it because they're still in the old. And they worship in the old.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. This is unscripted,
yes.
But when the Lord moves in, he starts to talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, they can't understand that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got something came for Annie. Annie told us, gave us something. You got on mine. Y'all good?
Amen. Good.
You know, we often say we don't know. You know, before we get
I
out,
told
you know,
she can stop
go,
trying.
We often say that you can hit the one button. You know, if you need prayer,
yeah.
you can hit the one button. You know, and we can try to explain it better to you. Or if you can hit the one button, and then maybe you want to say thank you for the day. You know, I just never want to leave in God's service. If I have some in my heart. If it's not, you know, thank you for the fellowship as well, you know, because we believe in fellowship in one another. You know, we believe that we're here to uplift the bloodstained banner. You know, she sent this here, Brother D, and Reverend, she says, the Cyrus Cylinder. It says, together, the Cyrus Cylinder and God's word combined to show us that the king's heart was changed. And he allowed the exiled Hebrews to go home and worship. Help me. The story has a great implication for us today in the world that seems out of control. We can rest assured that God moves the heart of the leaders. We read Proverbs 21:1 that the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And Romans 13:1 says that there is no authority except from God. The Lord who is able to change our heart as well as our leaders can be trusted, for he is in control. Let us ask him to work. You know, I like when how she said that, you know, she's been traveling with us for a while, right? This is Brother Dustin, ain't it? I was ain't it now. You know, we didn't adopt her. She didn't adopt us, but we adopted her, you know. But 2000, and she got on the thing. See, this thing goes back to 2015.
She
sits there and listened to us and studied with us. And on July the 4th in 2015, this is what they on that day that she had, you know, she brought it up, you know, and I love that because we do need to pray for our leaders, you know, who God put over us.
Yes.
We do need to pray for them, you know. I'm an advocate.
Right.
I'm gonna say this here. Don't get it twisted when I say this, but I said this the other day, Brother D. We need prayer too. You know what I'm talking about? Is doing what we do.
Amen. Amen.
We need prayer, you know.
Yes, sir.
We're not exempt, you know.
We need
prayer too, you know. And I thank God for that, you know. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank for how God has planted a seed in us, you know what I'm talking about. That's why we try to have room for her if we can, you know, to read these nuggets, you know. That's why we're trying to leave a little time, because we know people got, you know, things in life they be doing. That's why we try to leave a little time, you know, because we could talk to, we could turn blue in the face, you know, because they have stuff.
Amen.
When she sends us nuggets like this, you know, you want to kind of stress the love that she has for us, you know. And we're not forcing nobody to stay. You know, we understand that she said, join the crying. Join the crying. He said, look around you, listen to and watch the news. Our nationals are hurting. I mean, our nations are hurting. Look at my it's a text. I didn't know how it looked. He said, in wars, it said disease, violence, threats to overshadow God's love for humanity and his blessing upon us. We believe God intervene into the affairs of the nation. So we praise him for his blessing and cry for his intervention. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. God, he is using his ordinary people. We may not be assigned a huge task, but we can play parts to help bring out the peace and the righteousness to exalt the nation. We can do that through prayer. We can do that through prayer, intercessory prayer, thanksgiving may be made for all people and for the kings of all those that have authority. Look what it said, that we may live peaceful and quality lives. And look at here, all godliness and holiness. As a psalm exalts her unto the ancient Israel to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Help me, Holy Spirit. So may we pray for the peace and the healing of the nation. When we pray in humility, help me, Holy Spirit, and turn from the wickedness and seek God, he hears us. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we said prayer. Prayer. Pray for those in authority, both and the privilege and on the duties. And I want to tell you this, Em. You cannot go wrong with praying. You can never go wrong with praying for the Lord. We should pray always for each other, especially the God have one who rules your world. You know, and if you're in life, somebody wants to talk to you three or four times, might be over you. But we thank God for that. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank for how He came in today. I know I see three things flying across there, but we thank God for the time. You know, we thank God for what he done with the time. You know, we thank for how he blesses us with this, because we believe that God give us a blessing today. We believe that it is the Independence Day. We believe it's the 4th of July Day. We believe they celebrate this day. I want to celebrate where he created heavens.
When they created the day,
there you go. I want to celebrate the man who created heaven and earth. And since you didn't know him, I told you there's a king. There's a king. Who is that king? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. Yes, sir. That's Jehovah. Yes, sir. We heard about Jehovah. We believe in Jehovah. Ain't no God like Jehovah.
Yes.
He's better than Allah.
Yes,
sir. He's better than Buddhist. He's better than Confucius.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed of the God.
You can see a fire in them, my brother.
Yes,
I promise
you can still dig them up.
Oh, but on the third day, he dug himself up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just like
he
said.
Yes, sir.
You know, bro, you said something a few minutes ago, and I'm not going to get started. My brother said, we could go all day. When you love the Lord, you can sit and talk about him all day. A young man told me one time, he said, if you want to entertain yourself, Brother D, he said, read the Bible. And I found it to be one of the truest statements ever made. I told you all many times how I would cook, we eat, and just one verse could be Jesus wept. And me and my uncle and Brother Cat, there we go, 11, 12 o'clock at night. This is what we're saying. We can go all day. We truly can go all day in God's word because there's nothing better. Man raised up on TV here a couple of days, 3 weeks ago, and said, prayer can't fix this. It shook me. It made my body quiver. I spoke on it two or three times because I couldn't get past that. You know, this is what I mean, sister, when I say I'm afraid to say certain things. Don't you know I would have never in life, Satan couldn't make me say that. If prayer can't fix it, it can't be fixed. I'm here to tell you it can't be fixed.
Yes, sir.
Prayer. This is why we could. We have to shut up.
Yeah, when that happened, brother, when that happened, you better look at heaven then. Cause we got to be in heaven now.
Amen. Got to be in already. Got to be in already. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
this thing got to be the wound up. It's got to be the wound up.
Yes, sir.
Prayer can't fix it. I was told men to always pray and not faint. I was a man should pray in and out. But you gonna say prayer can't fix it. I just my body quiver. My body just took a cold shake went over me because I know that I know that I know. And then I know you can't turn me. I know you can't turn me. I heard Rev say this one a few minutes ago. And I thought about when he said it. I thought about something Satan said when Rev said it. Satan, so I'm just going to and fro, seeing who I made the vow. And look who he was look who he was unleashed on. If he was unleashed on him, you think he can't be unleashed on us? Who are we? If he was allowed to attack that man, who are we? That you think Satan won't attack us? This is why we have to stay praised up. So, yeah, we can discuss it all day. All day long, remember, all day long, thank you, for Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Brother D, we got a disclaimer here. We do have okay. Sins. We do have sins. We do know folks got to do what they do. Some folks will stay on long with him, man. We ain't going to hold you prisoner like that. We ain't going to do like that. We're going to be good stewards with the time we got, you know. I don't know if our brother's going to do something this evening. If he does, you know, there's a time that we do this evening too as well. He gave you a little nugget sometime. You know, he might want to speak on something later on this evening. You know, I'm talking about. Sometimes he give a little, let the brothers come in and give a little appetizer, as he say, right? Don't write about it?
Right. That's it.
And when he does, he allows the guys to come in and encourage the brothers, you know, about the, you know, God, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some of them guys, you know, it's probably the only time they even hear God, you know, when they come over and listen, though. Yeah. So if you're not busy today, I think it's 6 Eastern and 5 Central, I'm correct.
Yes.
And it's the number I call in on is 4252924212. That's the number I call in. I pretty much get in when I call, you know, and if they talking about the prayer hour, you don't have to worry about getting on. You can get in then. But after the prayer hour, after earning the ticket, you ain't going to get in. You know, stop it with a roll.
Ooh, man.
Prayer hour. Oh, you get out. You call in 4-5 times. You drop 6 times. You know.
Yes,
with
earning
tech talk. It's a certain time on earning talk. You got to get in there. You know. If you don't get in there, you know, you don't get in there. And after that, you know, you ain't gonna get in there.
Yes, sir.
But we want to pray for that ministry. That God bless. Keep blessing. It's been blessing anyway. You know. I've seen. a lot of change in the young man, ones who up, you know, allowed a platform for the brothers to get on there and speak, you know, and sister, you know what I'm talking about. So we pray for him and his strength, you know, in the Lord, you know. I know he got an everyday task he do all the time, but he always mentioned God, you know. He always tried to put him in his life. So when we said people in authority, I believe he got a little authority. So we pray for his strength. We pray for his, what God has for him, you know, and his life and his family, you know. And I'm going to say this again. We need prayer. The ministers, the teachers, the children of God needs prayer. Don't leave us out. Don't think we praying for y'all and don't never pray for us. We need prayer too. I'm asking you to pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for Brother B. I'm asking you to pray for Reverend Henry. I'm asking you to pray for all the brothers and sisters I do know and don't know. We're trying to do this business we call loving God. This loving God, yeah. So we pray for that and pray for God's strength, you know. If anybody else got anything, somebody can help us with something else, or we can pray. And if it be God's will, like I said, you can come back on later on. I pray for that he might be on, but I'm going to give you this anyway, 425-292-4212. He let them do a little appetizer. He said, entree or something. What you call it, man?
Yeah, it's appetizer. You're right. That's it. He called it appetizer. Yeah, that's it. My prayer, one of my biggest prayer, man, is that we get to meet each other. Reverend Eric, I pray that the Lord continue to bless us, man, that we get to put faces with names. What a joyful day that would be for me. That day brings tears to mind just to think about that day that we were all getting to see. Can you imagine, just imagine what would be discussed on that day?
In the name of Jesus. Our brother said, if we ever get all of us together, we might want to have us a session on Sunday or Sunday
and have a
little talk with Jesus. You know, talking about, we used to have
a little talk with Jesus.
Watching all of us, but he's anyway, so we all get in one camp. Paul told this a while ago. He said that God did this. He said, I don't even want you to exalt yourself, even though you got to see this, even though you got to see me. He said, but the devil's here. He's above me. Can you remove it?
Leave me alone. He's buffing me. As I was there, he's buffing me. He's buffing me.
Who told you it was going to be easy? Who told you?
He said, lest I should exalt above measure. Yes, sir. These things I just sought the Lord.
That's it.
I've been talking.
Can one of you brothers pray for us, man? You know.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna be selfish this morning. I want to hear what I'm hearing. I want to be selfish this morning if I can. I want to hear my brother pray this morning. I would
praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Oh Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. Surely thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory ever. Eternal God, our Father. Father God, we come humble before thee, thanking you, Father God, for allowing us to even be in your presence. Father God, we come thanking you, Father, for all that you have done for us, Father. We realize we are brought because you brought us. We are taught because you taught us. Oh, Father God, we are delivered because you spoke it upon us, Father. You draw us nigh unto you. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for a new mindset. Thank you for allowing us to become a new creature. Thank you, Father God. It was made possible because of Calvary's cross. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And then gave us the Holy Spirit, the comforter that will rest, rule, and abide with us, Father God, as we would open up our heart. Let him dwell. Let him comfort our mind. Let him do, Father God, what you allow him to do for us. We said thank you. Thank you, Father God, for delivering us, cleaning us up, Father, and allowing us to do your will. We thank you, Father God. We just handmade servants, Father God, but trying to do, Father God, we realize born in sin and shaping in iniquity, Father God, but oh, we're so thankful, Father, that you've given us new birth, that we may go forth, Father God, and hallelujah, and utilize that you've given us. When we are weak, you are strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we allow ourselves, hallelujah, be humble before you, you can shape us, and you can make us, and you can mold us what you would have us to be. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge that you have put into us. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures, Father God, how you take the scriptures and you make them live in us, living word in us, Father God, as you continue to, oh, Father, unfold the things that you would have for us. Continue to give us that desire till we may look on the Holy Scriptures, Father God, and allow you to speak to our hearts. And we govern our lives accordingly to that you've given us. We say, thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, continue to govern our walk. Allow our steps to be pleasing in our sight, Father God. And if we, by chance, would drift off from the path, we ask that you continue to draw us, have us that desire in our heart where you would draw us to stay on the straight and narrow, regardless of what the world say or how they feel or think. But our mind, hallelujah, is continuing to want to please you with our hearts, with our lives. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We love you, and we thank you, Lord. This message that you've given us, bless it to resonate on our hearts throughout the day, Father God. And there is a place. Hallelujah. Well, trouble will have to behave. There's a place where misunderstanding will have to cease. There is a place, hallelujah, where corruption cannot come in. Hallelujah. There's a place. We thank you, Father God, for the third heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you allow us to experience from time to time as we walk on this earth. You allow that communication where we can meditate on you. And it's like we're in heavenly places. We thank you, Father. Thank you for the dreams. Thank you for the visions. Thank you for the out-of-body experience. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. How you speak with us. We thank you. Thank you how you are in attendance with us over and over again. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And Lord, you ask you to continue to rest, rule, and abide with us. Continue to have your way in our hearts. Continue, Father God, to be in a presence that this service will be pleasing in our sight. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the message the messenger, and all those that played a part, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed to be for the ongoing of thy kingdom. Hallelujah. Blessed, Father God, that we may show love, that you may continue to come in and abide with us, that we may draw more unto you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask it, Father, and we thank you for it, and we love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So this song says this. I don't know how.
Oh, girl.
God's gonna do that. I don't know when.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
When it's gonna be. Well, Lord, I only know yet. God's gonna make a way for me. I know he will.
Oh.
I know he's gonna.
Oh God, thank you, Lord.
He never told me how he's gonna do it. Do it, Lord. He never tells me just how he's gonna do it. Hear the Lord. Yeah, move. Yeah, hear the Lord. Well, the Lord. Now get happy, Daddy. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm gonna make a way for me. I know he's gonna. I know he's gonna.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I had that song on my heart, and I said I was gonna listen to it after we got off the broadcast, but God bless, I didn't have to wait till we got off the broadcast. Man, thank you, Jesus. Well, God is awesome. God is awesome. He's yet unfolding. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Sometimes you don't even have words how sweet he is. Oh, how wonderful he is. Hallelujah. Brother Reverend Brian played that, and I didn't even tell him what I was going to do or what was on my heart, but look how his Holy Spirit did. Oh, hallelujah.
Won't the Lord move?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been thinking about that song for days. But it's been a blessing on my heart because I have been redeemed. I don't know how, but brother, I know.
Yes. He goes straight through.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God. God.
Thank you. I just know. Oh, hallelujah.
Tell God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I heard the song. If you don't say it, I will get my rocks to do it. Reverend texted me, you know, gentlemen. I told y'all this, I promise you, I know we long-winded. Yes, we ain't even off the first level yet. but when God is in the midst, when God is blessing like this, when God is blessing like this, yeah, I do. When God blessing and He doing like this, we can't just cut it off, you know. But we can do this, and y'all. That's why I ask for y'all to keep us in prayer. Not saying something going wrong in our life, but just keep us in prayer. You know what I'm talking about? That God get the victory. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, this might not be your day to praise Him. I don't know why it's not. But I'm going to tell you something. He going to make a rock cry if you don't do. You'll be stepping beside somebody, and in your sickness, in your not being everything going your way, even in things are upside down, and somebody sitting beside you have the same problem or worse, and thanking Jesus. He's going to let you know, when are you going to let me have it? When are you going to let me have it? When are you going to let me have it? Since if I got it, watch it. If you give it to God, why are you worrying about it? Because He got it. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care. So if He got it, I'm going to start rejoicing. Because I believe in the days of the Lord. I believe He's going to hear. I believe He's going to deliver. I believe He's going to set free. Yes, sir. I believe that. So, and I don't have to sit back and say, I don't have to wait on the presence. I don't have to wait on the presence. Oh, yeah. I don't have to wait on the resurrection day. As y'all call me. I don't have to wait on Juneteenth. I don't have to wait on a whole month of February. I don't have to wait on another 11 months. I'm going to give Him thanks because I believe that He is worthy to be praised. If He don't do nothing else, He's still God on. That's what Ray was talking about.
Yes, no.
Thank you. Right now.
What?
Right now.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all this here. Because they don't know how to cut it off. I'm going to cut it off on them. I'm going to cut it off on both of them.
Yes,
we love y'all. We love y'all.
That's so good.
How you say it, Brother D, when you be on the gospel line over there? What you say? You don't want to do what? You want them lovers coming and lovers leaving? How you say it?
My mom used to say that sometimes. She would get happy. She said, I don't want you to be glad to see me come. I'm glad to see me leave. So I can tell the world, I can truly tell the world, when the Lord moves, and Jeremiah says, just like fire, shut up in my bones. You can't turn God on and off. He's not a light switch.
No.
We got to get out of here. We got to get off the service. But I can tell you, brother, you can't turn God on and off. In the name of Jesus. God is so good to man. He's so good. The songwriter said, I don't know how. And I don't know when. Ooh. This is why God said, give me your burdens. Yeah, I don't need you to help me fix them. I want you to leave with me because I care for you. I don't need you to worry about this. This is why he said, my grace. This is why he said, my strength is made perfect. See, this is why I can tell the world that I can rejoice in my trouble. I can rejoice in my trouble because I don't have to worry about them because God go fix it. He will. Ooh, he will. Thank God for Jesus. I just tell him thank you. Real, just tell him thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he will.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
He will.
You know what?
He's done it before.
May God.
And so the brother
May God. Brother, we'll give us 4 minutes later on, probably. If we all come on, y'all come on later on. You know, he'll give us 4 minutes, at least 4 minutes.
Yes, God.
He give us 4 minutes, but he give them 3 hours. You know, I'm be on his bad side. We don't want to force him, God, but we want to force him all that other God. But I love him,
man.
Y'all pray for my spirit, the Lord, man. Y'all will be late on though, man. I like some of the high side though. I've been listening to it. Boy, I tell you what, we got it. One day, I just hope one day that we all get it right, you know. You know what, bro? I'm going to end it like this. Watch this. I'm in it like this, y'all don't mind. I ain't going to hurt your feelings, man.
Right.